This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay major candidate for the U.S. presidency, has suspended his campaign after big losses in South Carolina's Democratic primary yesterday. An aide to Buttigieg announced the development today, Sunday. Buttigieg is a veteran and a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He won the Democratic caucuses in the neighboring state of Iowa early last month and came in a strong second place in New Hampshire in the primary that followed. But he failed to draw the interest of minority voters. He came in a distant third in Nevada caucuses, where there's a significant Latino population, and fourth place in South Carolina, where African Americans make up more than a quarter of the population. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the South Carolina primary, his first outright win since the Democratic qualifying contest started. And along with his fellow Democratic hopefuls, he's campaigning hard this week for Super Tuesday vote in 14 states on Tuesday. Biden and frontrunner Bernie Sanders appeared today on Sunday morning talk shows to discuss their plans. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says not only can he beat President Trump, he's the one, not Bernie Sanders, who can help the Democrats in Congress.
He'll have great trouble bringing along other senators, keeping the House of Representatives, winning back the Senate, and down ballot initiatives.
But Sanders, who came in second in South Carolina, says he's got the only message that can get the most people to the polls.
We are going to need the largest voter turnout in the history of this country. And I don't think you can do that unless you have a message that appeals to the working class and the middle class of this country who have been ignored too long by the political establishment, of which Joe Biden is part of.
Both Sanders and Biden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
You can find more on the election and plenty of other stories on our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. You're listening to VOA News.